Proclamation number 6995 of 16th of December, 1957. Call to vineyard workers. You still have much work to do for me and my kingdom, for the time still lies ahead of you and your work will only really begin because the earthly adversity will be very great and then people will also be more receptive to my word which you shall bring to them. But before that much small work has to be done, which consists of still calling workers for my vineyard into service. Of first instructing them themselves in order to then also be able to be successfully active as my servants. For this service is to be voluntarily rendered for me, and therefore I address people through you so that those who recognize the Father's voice voluntarily offer themselves to me for help, and then I can also give them a light and make them suitable for the coming task. The world still emerges and therefore there are few who look into the spiritual kingdom. But the earthly world will suffer a severe blow and so will the people who pay homage to it much will change in a short time, and this change will nevertheless make some people think, and they will also have an open ear for my servants' speeches, for they will find explanations for otherwise incomprehensible events. And then the actual mission will also begin at this time, for which I have trained you and am still training you, because then you shall also give your fellow human beings the right comfort and advice which will benefit their souls. People are blind in spirit because they only think of their own well-being and have no eye for their fellow human beings' adversity. But when the general adversity will start through my will, through a natural event of the most momentous kind, then some people will also let themselves be softened and be willing to help, and I will also give them the opportunity to be able to help. And these will also receive a clear light which will shine all the brighter the more they are lovingly active. And much new ground will be opened up, fallow fields will be cultivated and sown with good seed. And this is the last time of work in my vineyard, the last sowing, which shall still bring forth abundant fruit, but for which I also still need many willing and faithful servants, because very little time remains for the last harvest work before the end. Therefore you should not grow tired and weary and not believe that your work is in vain because you now see little success. The tiniest seeds you scatter can still take root and sprout because I myself create the necessary atmosphere. Through a very painful intervention but which can still be a blessing for many souls. And even if people believe that they are approaching a calm and peaceful time, it is only an illusion and overnight the calm will change into turmoil and chaos of an unimaginable kind. For I know the day and the hour but you don't, and only the hint shall suffice that you don't have much time left and therefore have to make good use of the short time. No human being needs to be unprepared. For every person will receive warnings and admonitions but only a few will accept them as credible and adjust their lives so that they can also be suddenly recalled from this earth. A time of adversity will befall the earth which could truly shake everyone's thinking but which will nevertheless leave many people's hearts untouched who are completely under my adversary's control and therefore will do everything in their power to reduce their own state of adversity and do so at the expense of their fellow human beings again, because my adversary impels them into increased unkindness. And precisely then you, my servants on earth, must step forward and counter my adversary by only ever pointing out to people that they themselves will be helped to the same extent as they are willing to help, and that everyone should help his neighbor if the great adversity is to be alleviated and my visible help is to be given to everyone. You shall also try to justify my intervention to them, And you'll also be understood because I myself address people through you, and everyone who is not entirely in my adversary's hands will also recognize my voice and feel touched by it. There is still much work ahead of you, but you will be able to accomplish it with my help and my blessing as soon as you are only willing to serve me and help your fellow human beings as long as there is still a possibility of rescue. Amen.